Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about incorporating strawberries into your diet. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Madison Warman, Mississippi State University dietetic intern in food science, nutrition, and health promotion. So, Madison, can you tell our listeners when official strawberry season is?
Strawberries are the first berry of summer, and peak strawberry season runs from April to June, with May being National Strawberry Month.
So now we know when it is, and we can always look forward to it. Now that we know more about that, where exactly are strawberries grown?
So the United States is the largest producer of strawberries in the world, and strawberries can actually be grown in every state in the U.S. There are very few places on Earth in which strawberries cannot grow. Here in the United States, California dominates the U.S. by growing the most strawberries each year, and then Florida comes in second place. Together, California and Florida produce around 95% of the strawberries grown in the U.S. each year.
So when you go to the grocery store and you're looking for strawberries, it can be a little overwhelming because there are so many to choose from. How can you tell which strawberries are good and which are not?
You'll want to look for strawberries that are firm, shiny, bright red, and that have the green cap fully intact. What you don't want are the containers of strawberries with any kind of mold present. Mold can spread really fast, so it's best to avoid containers that contain any mold. You also want to make sure that the strawberries are free from moisture, because moisture can cause mold to grow. Strawberries don't ripen after being picked, so make sure to avoid berries that aren't completely red, because this indicates that they are unripe. Also, make sure the strawberries actually smell like strawberries. I know this seems obvious, but it's actually something important to check before purchasing.
Okay, so now that we know more about what to look for at the grocery store, what's the best way to store strawberries after you buy them?
The key to storing strawberries is to keep them dry and cold so that they won't mold. It's best to keep them in the humidity crisper drawer of your refrigerator. In most refrigerators, this drawer is labeled as the fruit drawer. It's best to keep them in a Tupperware container if you don't plan to eat most of them right away. A common mistake people make is that they think they should wash all of the strawberries as soon as they get them. However, doing this can cause the strawberries to mold. What you want to do is grab the amount of strawberries you want when you're ready to eat them, and then run them under cool water in a strainer and pat them dry with a clean paper towel. If stored properly, strawberries can last for around 7 days.
Okay, yeah, I didn't realize that about not washing them immediately after you get them. Are you able to freeze strawberries?
Yes, you can freeze strawberries. If you're going to freeze them, the first thing you will want to do is wash and hold them. Holding strawberries just means that you cut the green cap on top of it off. So next, you'll want to lay them in a single layer on a baking sheet and freeze them until they're solid. So leaving them in the freezer overnight is always a good way to ensure that they're completely frozen. Then you can put the frozen strawberries in a plastic freezer bag and keep them frozen until you're ready to eat them. Fresh frozen strawberries can last from 6 months up to a year.
Before putting them in the freezer, do you need to make sure that your freezer is clean?
Yeah, you'll want to make sure your freezer's clean and that you don't have food falling everywhere, just junk on the
sides.
Or
no spillage or
anything. Yeah, because you don't want them to get stuck to the strawberries while they're freezing.
Yeah, that would be gross. Yeah. Okay. All right, so, but you can also put them in a bowl or on the cookie sheet, and you don't have to put them in the bag first.
No, you don't have to put them in the bag first, because you just want them to go ahead and get solid, and then just put them in the bag when you want to store them.
Okay, how about we end this interesting conversation with a fact that most people don't already know about strawberries?
Okay, well, something that stands out about strawberries is that many fruits only have one seed on the inside, whereas strawberries have 200 seeds on the outside, and they're the only fruits to have their seeds on the outside.
So where can we go for more information about growing and or canning strawberries, as well as other types of fruit products?
You can visit extension.msstate.edu, and then go under the Agriculture tab, click on Crops, then Fruit. Mississippi State University Extension has a wide variety of information, as well as fruit specialists and experts in food science, nutrition, and health promotion.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Madison Warman, Mississippi State University dietetic intern in food science, nutrition, and health promotion. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.